This is Leah Gage, and today on Leah's Movie Lowdown, I'll bring you my interview with Chris Esper of Stories in Motion. His film, The Deja Vuers, will screen during Leah's indie film series at Soundstage 909, Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. I started by asking Chris how he got involved in the film.
I got involved in Deja Vuers just kind of as an accident, actually. I had heard about this website called Inktip, and Inktip is a website where you could option screenplays from writers all around the world or different producers look for specific projects. And so I was doing some searching around on Inktip, and I found this premise about, I think the premise merely said a man goes to a park bench and he sees this woman and experiences deja vu, and their dreams and their deja vu is kind of unraveled from there. And I thought, oh wow, that's pretty interesting. And so I contacted Jason, the writer, and he showed me the script. I read it, and as soon as I read it, I knew I had to do it because there was just something surreal and wonderful about the whole idea of somebody having to experience deja vu and then trying to break it down, and then all these weird experiences happen. It was just such a weird mind trip reading it, and the best way. It was humorous, it was funny, but it made you think at the same time, and so I knew I had to do it upon reading it. It was so funny how that came about, too, because I had read the script, and I looked at who wrote it, and I see Jason K. Allen. I'm thinking to myself, this name sounds really familiar, and it turned out that I was editing a film for a local filmmaker that I know, and I read the script for that film as I was editing. I look at the front page, and showing up, I see Jason's name on it. I'm like, oh, wow, that's so ironic. And that film, too, I was editing, also very quirky and weird. I mean, it had more of a linear story when I was putting it together, but even so, just like that same kind of bizarre sense of humor, I'm like, man, this guy is so brilliant in the most odd way. And so, yeah, no, I really dig that kind of sense of humor.
Since the entire premise of the film is based off the odd feeling one gets when experiencing deja vu, I had to ask Chris about some of his own experiences with the phenomenon.
I think nowadays, the most times where I have deja vu is like usually on a movie set, because I'll end up talking to a crew member who I've worked with prior to that one, and then we'll be talking about something. I'll go to grab a cup of coffee or something on the set, and then I feel like I've been there before in some weird way, and I'm not sure it was just because of the monotony of having to come back to set every single day to work on something, or if it's just because I experienced deja vu. But yeah, I had experienced deja vu quite a few times before, and it's one of those things where I've experienced it, and then I kind of had to stop for a second and think, wait a minute, and I literally try to find out and try to remember where I have experienced it before, and there are times where I can't even remember where I've experienced it, and it kind of drives me crazy for the rest of the day, because I keep telling myself, oh, I know this happened, but then it just doesn't come back to me. So it's a very odd kind of experience, and that's kind of what I wanted to capture in the film, was that oddity that comes with it. I can't remember a specific example, but I do recall occurrences where I've dreamt about something and then it begins to happen in real life, and that's kind of almost what, when I thought, oh, does this mean I have, are my dreams trying to tell me something? Are my dreams trying to tell me that they're controlling my destiny, or I could control my destiny? And I kind of think that's what attracted me to the script was that idea that, oh, you know, what if we did have that kind of control over our destiny in that way, where deja vus are not so much a weird experience, but perhaps a message that our psyche or that our mind is trying to give to us.
Our conversation progressed from deja vu to dream interpretation.
Never really thought about dream interpretation that much, but ever since I did make the film, I've been wanting to look deeper into that because it just seems like such a fascinating topic. And Jason and I actually even talked about this. And I was saying to Jason, I recall Jason mentioning that he liked to possibly explore the concept of deja vu in a feature film format. And you know, there are so many ideas, there's so many routes you could go with that, be it comedic like how we did here, or in a more dramatic sense like Inception, let's say, or something like Science of Sleep, which is one of my favorite films about dreams, and it's about lucid dreaming. So yeah, no, just the creative animation that's in it, and you know, and Michel Gondry, who I think is absolutely brilliant filmmaker. I love all the films I've seen of his, and so subconsciously, that film was one of my inspirations when making Deja Vu's. That one, and also Wes Anderson films, just because his style is so quirky and weird that it's kind of what I wanted visually to see it. And I remember sending my cinematographer various screenshots from Wes Anderson films to say, you know, this is the look I want, this is what I want to go for. And so that's kind of how that happened.
I asked Chris what he loves about film.
What I love about film is how it combines every art form that I enjoy, whether it be acting, photography, cinematography, specifically, music, and you can also try adding other art forms to your film, such as writing, and then you can also throw in animation, which I love animation, or puppetry, which I used to study in high school. So, I found that I could combine everything I love into one medium, and that's kind of what I love the most about film, is being able to do that, capturing those moments, then all the subtleties that comes with shooting a close-up or a wide shot, things like that you can do visually that you can't really do in theater, so that's kind of what I enjoy most.
Chris's love of his work translates easily through the screen and is apparent in every shot of the Deja Vuers. Both Chris and I look forward to sharing this quirky short film with you. The Deja Vuers will screen on Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. during the first monthly Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909 Islington Street, Portsmouth. Chris Esper will be in attendance to discuss his film and to answer any questions afterwards. Admission is $5. Hope to see you there. My thanks to Chris for talking to me about his film. This is Leah Gage.